Jack turned suddenly. A bullet cracked off the top of the heap of rubble where Jack had lain, and his eyes skinned toward the woods for sign of pursuit. The sound seemed to have come from the northwest. Ryan raised his stire, but looked away from the scope initially to look for targets through a big gap in the walls of the building. And targets there were. If the gunshot hadn't been a major clue, the way this new set of attackers was dressed showed they were a whole different breed compared to the crazy group that had jumped them. They wore real clothing, no dirtier and in no worse repair than what Ryan and friends themselves wore. Camo in various patterns was a consistent theme, as were pre-dark cartridge weapons, rifles, shotguns, handguns.
Scavvies. Well-equipped ones, too. At least a half dozen of them. Advancing quickly but cautiously through rubble just north of the stadium.
The most dangerous attacker Ryan could see carried a remade M16 with a non-tapered A2 foregrip. He swung the stire to cover the scabby, then put his good eye behind the eyepiece. His skill was such that, though the cold heart wasn't dead-centered in the view field, he was just a twitch away. Ryan centered the single post reticule on the man's chest and gently squeezed the trigger. Reflexively, he worked the bolt, reloading for a follow-up shot, keeping his eye on the target. The M16 man had folded onto his face. Ryan thought he saw a trace of pink mist hanging in the air behind him. It rapidly vanished. The scabby's buddies dropped, seeking immediate cover. Knowing what was about to come, Ryan did the same. These new attackers were no cowards. They also weren't stupid enough to just keep walking up on someone who had them in the sights of a big-bore rifle from good cover. The gray-white concrete dust that rose up to invade Ryan's nose and mouth and turn the inside of his eyelid into sandpaper was a greater problem.
Go!
Ryan blinked furiously as he rose to a crouch and ran south after his companions. They stumbled through a nightmare of urban devastation. Concealed pockets and loosened blocks that could snap an ankle like a dry twig were everywhere. So they couldn't run very fast, and no matter how desperate their need, they had to pay attention to where they put their feet. At the edge of a relatively clear stretch of street, Ryan stopped, spun, and knelt to cover their back trail with his rifle. A bearded head appeared above a heap of gray rubble. Ryan lowered his head behind the scope. His target had learned the real danger in pursuing armed prey, unfortunately for him. Ryan held the reticule centered on the man's forehead, and he could see the sweat etching rivulets in the black grime that covered the man's face. He was carrying a rusty double-barreled shotgun in one hand and using the other to climb with. At the top of the heap, he paused. For the first time, he raised his eyes to scope the longer distance before him. That pause was what Ryan waited for, knowing it would come. The scabby lay slumped with his face in the dust. The back of his head was a steaming mess. Ryan turned and sprinted across a mostly level stretch, covered in what looked like a mix of river silt and concrete dust. To his right, a building appeared to have fallen mostly west. Ryan raced for the far more promising cover of the ruin in front of him. At one time, it had been a circular tower. Now all that remained was a chest-high ring of white masonry. Ryan vaulted the remnants of a broken wall. Mildred and JB knelt inside the rubble, covering Ryan's dash for cover. JB had his shotgun shouldered, while Mildred had her blocky ZKR 551 target pistol ready. Ahead, Ryan could see Jack cautiously scoping the remains of a low curved structure, at least half intact, that led from the first ruined circle toward a much broader tower, 100 yards south. Christy and Doc now to cover the albino teen.
Got it!
Ryan turned and hunkered down behind the wall, placing the stire's forestock into a sort of notch in the solid masonry of the wall. As Ryan searched the ruins behind for targets, he wondered why the scabbies were pressing them so hard. The scabbies kept dogging the companions despite losses and were willing to burn way too much ammo to do it. Even if they were cartridge flush from trade or finding caches, it didn't make sense to burn so many bullets just for the fugitives' own handful of guns and the contents of their backpacks, whatever those may hold.
JB, no!
What?
Ryan ducked behind the wall and turned. The armorer stood, as if rooted in place. Ryan could clearly see where a few threads of his leather jacket had been pushed out a fraction of an inch behind him by the heavy caliber bullet that had blown right through the small man's chest, front to back.
Shit!